fighting bravely through forgotten America and giving a voice to the voiceless on this Monday, February 18th, 2019. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Lock and load, boys. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, biting the hand that feeds is the new jobs plan for far-left socialists parading as Democrats. Case in point, after catching hell from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jeff Bezos and Amazon said, you know what? Never mind. We won't build our new HQ in New York City. And those 25,000 jobs, well, they can go elsewhere. But our mathematically challenged friends just don't seem to get it.
If we're willing to give away $3 billion for this deal, we could invest those $3 billion in our district ourselves if we wanted to. We could hire out more teachers. We can fix our subways.
Two, the rash of fake racist attacks in America are getting to epidemic proportions. The latest high-profile hoax comes at the expense of CNN, MSNBC, TMZ, and a host of mainstream news outlets that ran with a story from actor Jussie Smollett that he was attacked by two white guys wearing MAGA hats. Well, now we've learned he was attacked by two black guys. He paid to do it. How about this? Jail time for Jussie. And number one, the national emergency at the border has Democrats in a scramble to explain why they think we don't actually need a secure southern border. Their explanations, of course, are ridiculous, and the president has them all dialed in. And if they aren't careful, he's about to serve them up as a main dish in the 2020 election.
If you're going to have drugs pouring across the border, if you're going to have human traffickers pouring across the border in areas where we have no protection, in areas where we don't have a barrier, then very hard to make America great again.
And the battle lines are drawn. There it is. Because you have the president saying, listen, we have to secure the border, which, by the way, the majority of Americans agree with. They just don't agree with how we get there. So I've got an idea. Let's put it all together. Create a package of security for America. Everybody gets what they need. And maybe we should ask the professionals at the border, hey, what do you guys need? What is it that will secure the border? Is it walls and barriers? Great. If we need those, let's do it. Is it high-tech surveillance and detection devices? Great. Let's do that if that's what we need. Is it more surveillance from the air with drones and airplanes? By all means, let's have that. Is it more boots on the ground? Is it more people, more personnel, more agents protecting the border? If that's what we need, let's get to it. In fact, the president said he was offered tons of money, tons of cash, except for the border barrier, the wall, the fence, whatever you want to call it, which is absurd. Why would you be a Democrat and say, listen, we'll give you all this money, more than you need, but we're not going to fund that? Why not? If the people that are at the Customs and Border Patrol say that will help, that will deter people from coming here, that will make America more safe, why wouldn't you do it? It's confusing to me. But let's go to bite number two, because the president says he is neck deep in cash. Number two.
In the bill, by the way, they didn't even fight us on most of the stuff. Ports of entry. We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy. The only place they don't want to give us much money, $1,375,000,000. Sounds like a lot, but it's not so much, although we're putting it to much better use than it used to be.
And so what are the Democrats going to do? Well, they're going to panic first, of course, and be very shrill. We'll have plenty of shrillness going on. And then they're going to try to rely on a 67-year-old legal ruling, a 67-year-old legal precedent. That was the time that President Truman tried to take over the steel mills during the Korean War. It was overturned. Said you couldn't do that. The case is Youngstown Sheet and Tube versus Sawyer. That was a ruling in 1952 which overturned Harry Truman's national emergency. Truman had signed the declaration and seized property that was privately owned, steel mills, to preempt a national steelworker strike during the Korean War. Truman arguing that continued operation of the mills was necessary for the country's defense. But the Supreme Court disagreed in that matter, ruling that he did not have the authority to seize private property just because he was the president. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black, writing for the court, said, quote, in the framework of our Constitution, the president's power to see that the laws are faithfully executed refutes the idea that he is to be the lawmaker. So we'll see how this works for the president of the United States currently, because there are those that argue that he doesn't have the right to take money and build the wall, even though he's identified $8 billion that could be used. And the president himself said he sees a long legal fight, and he had fun pointing out that the long legal fight has prevailed in the past, but will it prevail this time? We're not sure. But let's go to bite number three, because he seemed to mock a wee bit those on the left that will certainly continue to attack him and his administration. Bite three, go.
And we will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there. And we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court, just like the ban. They sued us in the Ninth Circuit, and we lost, and then we lost in the appellate division, and then we went to the Supreme Court, and we won.
I mean, come on. I don't care who you are. That's entertaining to me. That is that he just, you know, and we go to the Supreme Court and we go through it again. And this is what always happens. And then we prevail because we always do. And you people are idiots for making us go through this process. But it's what you do because you want to aggravate me to no end and so on and so forth. And there you go. So the national emergency was signed. It was declared. And really now we're in a process where it's going to be back and forth through the legal system. So the president, in the meantime, is continuing to use funds that he had available. There is some wall construction going on. There is repair of current walls and barriers going on the southern border. More troops are what we need. We need more law enforcement officers on the southern border as much as anything. I can tell you that because we're short people. We are short personnel on the southern border. And why would somebody clamor to go do that job? Because you're a baby killer. We hate you. Law enforcement, you know. Hell no, we won't go, and all the nonsense that goes with, why would you want to go do that job? You know, when you get hatred for it and you see it in the national press, that the press is going after you because you're a hateful person, you know, ripping babies from mother's arms and all the other nonsense that goes with it. The jobs pay well, but good Lord, it's a thankless job, obviously, for a whole part of this country that would attack you and demean you for being a law enforcement officer, for doing your best to protect this country, to protect your neighborhood and your family, doing the right thing, but somehow you get denigrated for that. How awful. So yeah, trying to fill those jobs is a little tough right now. I might have to raise the pay grade in order to get people to go down there and do it. Because the first time you do something wrong on the border, somebody gets hurt or worse, killed, good Lord, they're going to drag you in front of a, you know, a tribunal somewhere and throw you in prison for doing your job. You baby killer. I mean, come on. No wonder these people don't want to do the job. I mean, seriously. You can go out and you be a teacher, or you can work on the southern border. What's it going to be? Although when it comes to terrorizing people, those children in fifth grade could be worse than the people at the border. I'm just throwing that out there for consideration. At any rate, it is President's Day. You probably knew that. So on this President's Day, we will continue to talk about these crises. And isn't it fascinating that during Black History Month that Jussie Smollett uses to Black Nigerian brothers to fake a racist attack in Chicago that he paid for? How humiliating to him, and how disgusting. I mean, if they're really, when there really are, you know, racially motivated attacks, as rare as they may be, this basically takes any credibility away from all of those things, doesn't it? It does. Trust me on this. Trust me on everything, in fact. My stories. My stories are all true. I'll just ask me, I'll tell you. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on President's Day Monday.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people. people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment AIM guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.